Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another episode of Deep, Wordless Wednesday. The gospel for today is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, of angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. He went in and said to her, "Rejoice, you who enjoy God's favor, the Lord is with you." She was deeply disturbed by these words and asked herself what this greeting could mean. But the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid. You have won God's favor. Look, you are to conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "But how can this come about, since I have no knowledge of man?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will cover you with its shadow. And so the child will be holy and will be called the Son of God. And I tell you this too, your cousin Elizabeth also in her old age has conceived a son, and she, whom people called barren, is now in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible to God." Mary said, "You see before you the Lord, servant. Let it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The most striking line, which we always hear, is "Nothing is impossible for God." Naniniwala ba kayo na walang imposible kay Lord? Meron bang mga impossible moments sa buhay nyo na so hopeless na talagang walang-wala na? And suddenly you were saved, or suddenly it was solved. Do you believe that it just happened out of nowhere? Or do you believe that this is the miracle of God? Brothers and sisters, in today's gospel, the Bible shown two miracles, like how Mary conceived when she is a virgin and how Elizabeth conceived when matanda na siya and people think na siya ay hindi magkakaroon ng anak. It happened in real life, happened to them, and it's happening to each one of us every day. All we need to do is to have faith and believe that nothing is impossible with God. He's going to touch the hand and the heart and even the mind of the people around you, just to make those impossible possible. And sometimes even you, is going to touch your heart, your mind, and your soul, just to make the impossible possible. Just keep your faith, brothers and sisters. Have a wordless Wednesday, everyone. May God bless your heart always.